Welcome to the home of 100 to 1 Faith Radio. My name is Larry Gent, and this is our fourth coronavirus broadcast. Our churches have been closed due to the quarantine, but our faith goes on and on. Today, we share the message for April 5th, 2020 from Grace United Methodist Church in the beautiful Hartwood community of Virginia. It's Palm Sunday. This is the first day of Holy Week 2020. Today, we welcome our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, with shouts of Hosanna and highest praise. Our scripture today is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began to joyfully praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they'd seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," he replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you didn't recognize the time of God's coming to you." When Jesus entered the temple courts, he began to drive out those who were selling. "It is written," he said to them, "my house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers." I don't know about you, but to me, it just doesn't even feel like Palm Sunday. If I'm to be honest with you, the truth is, I didn't even want to do a sermon this week. It just doesn't feel right, does it? I've never had a year when I missed Palm Sunday. Not ever, not once in my 61 years. But even the Pope has called off Palm Sunday and Easter celebrations at the Vatican because of this coronavirus. Now, how can there be no Palm Sunday? Don't you just love the power and the drama and the passion of it? I love the little children processing at the beginning of the service, waving their palm branches in the air. I love the adults trying to get with the waving and going along with them. I love it when we tell this awesome story of how Jesus rode in to be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. At that time, people were on edge. They felt everything in their world was just too tense. They couldn't stand the pressure. Everyone felt something's gotta give. And when Jesus came in, nobody had any doubt what he was doing. He was riding on the same route on the same day with the same mode of transportation that every king of Israel had ever used before. And everybody said, "A king! We've finally got a king." Not a king appointed by Rome, not a king who lives far off and doesn't care about us, but a king who is one of us. Hallelujah! Somebody is finally going to do something for people like us. And all the religious people said, "Shut up. Simmer down. Pipe down. Don't be making a stir. You'll upset the apple cart. They said to Jesus, you know, you can't ride in here just like you're God or something. You're going to wake up dead. You see, back in Jesus' day, he was not the only savior running around. Oh, there were cheap saviors of every stripe and variety. There were a dime a dozen. There were saviors who said, we've got to run off and leave the world. We've got to get the world behind us. There were saviors who said, we've got to engage the world and be as worldly as possible. There were saviors who were great thinkers. There were saviors who were great drinkers. There were all kinds of saviors offering all kinds of solutions. And as long as they just did their thing and didn't upset anyone, nobody bothered them. But those who really stepped up to change things, well, they all had one thing in common. Every single one of them went to bed famous and woke up dead. I wonder, do you suppose people were more on edge back in Jesus' day than we are today? You know, it seems like you can't say anything without offending somebody, and the slightest little offense gets turned into a news headline. We were on edge as a people. We were on edge as a nation before the coronavirus hit. And now everybody is pretty jumpy. You know, you don't even have to look to find conspiracy theories anymore. People are turning over conspiracy theories under every rock. And I guess I can understand that. It does kind of beggar the imagination, doesn't it? It's difficult to believe that 4 months ago, some guy we'll never hear of in a place in China that we've never known about sneezed. And the next thing you know, within 4 months, people in Fredericksburg are dying. And that's not the end of it. Our constitutional rights have been suspended. We're not allowed to assemble freely. We're not allowed to gather together freely to worship. Our retirement plans are shrinking like an iceberg on a summer day. Our health care networks are failing us. Our officials seem to not know one hand from the other. And they say one thing one day and another the next, and they are equally convinced, in spite of the fact that they just said the opposite thing the day before. We've even seen a couple of banks fail. So, pardon us, we can be forgiven if right now we're kind of jumpy, because this is uncharted territory. We have never been here before, and we hope we'll never be here again. But what if, in the midst of all this tension, what if in the midst of all this pressure, somebody really could ride into town and fix it all? What if they got the virus figured out, and they could get the economy back on its feet? What if they could get the government back to working for all of us instead of restricting us all again? If somebody could do all of that, how loudly would you sing their praises? Jesus rode into his own coronation on a wave of high hopes and higher expectations and even higher frustrations. And he rode straight to the temple. Well, everyone knew the script. Everyone knew that's what the king did when the king came to claim his throne. Hallelujah, they said. This guy is going to come in and make everything right. And he did, but not the way anyone expected. He made himself a whip. And he started kicking over tables and taking names. You know, I always wondered, back when that bumper sticker was popular, people were wearing bracelets that said, "What would Jesus do?" I wonder if they ever paused to think that making a whip and kicking tables is still on the list of possibility for Jesus to do today. Well, I wonder even more if it's possible that on this very strange Palm Sunday, Jesus is still doing the same things he's always done. I think I read somewhere that he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Look around you. Haven't our money tables been upset? Hasn't he gotten our attention yet? Haven't the sounds of commerce stopped just like they did on that first Palm Sunday? Everything has stopped. Even traffic in Washington, D.C. has stopped. I wonder why this is happening. Could it be that Jesus is inviting all of us to pause and find time to pray? Do you suppose this bitter pill we're swallowing, do you suppose this whip in God's hand is upsetting things so much because he's inviting us to come into the silence and pray? Do you suppose it's possible that then as now, Jesus made the way open for more prayer because that's the most powerful force on earth to make the biggest difference we need? Now, if you stand up and say that, the world will still tell you to be quiet. There are plenty of other messiahs out there. They're a dime a dozen today, and every one of them is on the news right now telling you, "Don't worry, they've got this covered. There's nothing to see here, folks. Just move along. There's no need for concern. We have it under control, and we'll tell you what to do next." But you know, if Christ is really calling us to make the difference that we're looking for by doubling down on prayer, then we can't keep silent about it. Even during this coronavirus lockdown, if we keep silent now, the rocks and stones will cry out. It's time for us to welcome King Jesus. It's time for us to see Jesus Christ make a real difference in this desperate world. Even now, as we listen this morning, Jesus Christ is inviting us to pray. He's kicked over the tables and made a way for us to take time like never before, to pray like never before. So, what are you going to do? Will you listen to his invitation? Or will you go tune in to follow the voices of the next cheap dime a dozen messiahs that the world keeps turning out? This is a day for prayer. I invite you to pray with me now. Lord Jesus Christ, come in first and foremost to our hearts and minds. Cast out all of the worry and fear and heartache that we feel. Lord, cast out all of these things. And Father, begin to heal your land again. We desperately need your healing power. But Lord, raise up brave souls who are willing to say that Jesus Christ is the answer today. Lord, we don't need another Messiah. We need more of you. So speak, Lord Jesus, and let us follow your voice. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and Hosanna.